Hey there, sports history fans. Arnie Chapman of Fantasy Football Origin Stories here to tell you about a new way to play fantasy football this upcoming season. Tailgate Fantasy Sports is the game you've been waiting for. It's a new type of fantasy football that's totally free and easy to play. Just sign up with your email, pick your favorite NFL team, and set a three-man lineup using only players from that team. Rotate two players each week and add power-ups to boost your players' scores. The best part? One random power-up drops every week. Now, it's not going to replace your existing leagues. In fact, it might be the way to get some of your favorite players on your home team. Because we all know how hard it is to get your hometown team's players in your home league, right? That is, if you truly follow some semblance of an ADP. I mean, come on. You think I'm getting Amon-Ra the Sun God at market value in my home league? Pick number 7? You gotta be kidding me, dude. Get all the rules over at tailgatefantasysports.com. But the real action happens at tailgatefantasy.io. Tailgate Fantasy Sports, where true fans rule the game. Join now and help us put the word fan back into fantasy football.
Today we'll be talking a little bit about Terrell Owens, the Hall of Famer, who once said, "Instead of me having a breakdown, I'm focusing on me having a breakthrough," as quoted by the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Besides Terrell, we will also talk about what happened in the NFL on the day of Pearl Harbor was attacked, and the first instant replay on television was used, all in your football history headlines for December 7th, coming up in just a moment. PigskinDispatch.com is a proud affiliate of the Sports History Network, the headquarters of sports yesteryear. This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. This is your host, Darren Hayes, and we're broadcasting from the Pig Pen in Western Pennsylvania, bringing you the memories of the gridiron, one day at a time. So, with Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff supplying us with the tunes, let's go no huddle through today's football history headlines. Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com, and welcome to your football history headlines for December 7th. We are going to go right at it on telling you all the football history for the day, as we'll start in the year 1940 at Lonsdowne Park in Ottawa. And playing for the Grey Cup was Ottawa defeating Toronto Balmy Beach 12-5. December 7th, 1941, at Chicago's Comiskey Park. The SportsHereAndNow.com website tells us that the Chicago Bears and the Chicago Cardinals were playing for the regular season finale, and it was the day that FDR claimed a day that will live in infamy. The Cards entered the game with a dismal 3-6-1 record, while George Halas's Bears were flying high at 9-1. The Cardinals raced to an early lead by 2 touchdowns before the Bears closed the gap by half, being down 17-14 going into the locker room. The lead went back and forth early in the second half until Sid Luckman and the boys put the game away with some late unanswered scores to secure a Bears 34-24 victory. December 7th, 1941 at the Polo Grounds in New York. Meanwhile, in the Big Apple, the Brooklyn Dodgers football team dismantled the New York Giants 21-7. The PA announcer at the game, according to the Pro Football Hall of Fame, announced that all military personnel must leave and report to their units in the midst of the fans enjoying the last game of the season to celebrate Tuffy Lehman's Day and honor their beloved Giants running back. December 7, 1941 at Griffith Stadium in Washington, D.C. The stadium management decided not to announce the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor to the crowd of nearly 27,000 at the Washington Redskins versus Philadelphia Eagles game, per the Boundary Stones website. The next morning, the Evening Star tried to make sense of the Redskins' decision to keep the news from their fans. Beneath the headline, it said, "It could only happen in Washington." In the game, though, it was a good one that could keep the fans distracted for a short time before they would get the serious news of the war. When the game was over, it also marked the close of the season, with Washington winning 20-14 on a Sammy Baugh 3-touchdown day. December 7th, 1949, the 15th Heisman Trophy went to Leon Hart, who played for Notre Dame as an end. According to Heisman.com, Hart is the largest player ever to win the award, as he was 6'5" tall and weighed in at 260 pounds. The bio on Leon goes on to say that Hart caught 19 passes for 257 yards and 5 touchdowns. He rushed 18 times for 73 yards in the year and blocked a top-ranked Notre Dame backfield that covered and recovered 3 fumbles on defense to establish the case for his Heisman votes over second-place finisher Charlie Justice of North Carolina. December 7, 1963. Instant replay was first used on TV at the collegiate level in the Army-Navy game of 1963. Wired.com covered the story and tells us that the big game was played before a nation still in mourning over the November 22nd assassination of President John F. Kennedy. So this date was chosen to be the time for the earlier postponed slot of the game. The CBS network decided it might be a good time to try out the fairly new innovation of instant replay. The drawback to the technology at the time is that it did not have slow motion aspect attached to it yet, nor could they zoom in on anything. The CBS production team used a 1,300-pound machine to wind back the reel and show a touchdown over again, as commentator Lindsey Nelson warned viewers, "Ladies and gentlemen, Army did not score again." Oh, and as for the game, Heisman winner Roger Staubach led the midshipmen to a 21-15 victory over Army in front of 102,000 fans. As we take a quick break from the headlines, let me remind you that you can also learn more about the Gridiron history on our website, pigskindispatch.com. And you can contact me, Darren Hayes, at pigskindispatch@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. Speaking of hearing from someone, here is one of my podcasting partners from the sportshistorynetwork.com that has a message for you.
This is Jeremy McFarland from the Footballist Family Podcast. And I'm going to encourage you, if you get a chance, to come over to the Footballist Family Podcast, where we look at what makes football special and family to each person. We talk about each team and we talk about the stories behind why fans love those teams. We encourage you to come and join us in our discussion. Thank you.
December 7th, 1985. Bo Jackson, a running back from the Auburn Tigers, won the 51st Heisman Award Trophy. Bo's bio on the awards website tells us that he was a 2-time All-America selection and ran for 4,303 college career yards. Even while battling some injuries in the 1985 season, Jackson managed to pound out 1,786 yards on the ground for the Tigers and run in 17 touchdowns. After college, Bo was a professional 2-sport star as he played in the MLB and in the NFL for the LA Raiders. Now it's time to go through some rapid-fire headlines of some great scores that we've got on OnThisDay.com. December 7, 1996, at the 5th SEC Championship game, it was the number 4 Florida Gators swimming past the number 11 Crimson Tide with a final score of 45-30. December 7, 1996, the first Big 12 Championship game was held as Texas stunned number 3 Nebraska by scoring a 37-27 upset. December 7, 2013, the 22nd SEC Championship game saw an offensive explosion as the number 3 Tigers of Auburn got past number 5 Mizzou 59-42. As we alluded to earlier, we have a couple of Hall of Famers to talk about have birthdays on this December 7th, and we'll start off on December 7th, 1888, and Harvard's tackle Hamilton Fish III celebrated his birth. The NFF tells us that he was an All-American twice, and in 1923, Walter Camp named him to his All-American team. The National Football Foundation selected Hamilton Fish to be inducted into their College Football Hall of Fame in the year 1954. December 7, 1973, in Alexander City, Alabama, Terrell Owens, a strong wide receiver from the University of Tennessee, Chattanooga, was born per the Pro Football Hall of Fame's website. Standing at 6'4" tall and weighing in at 240 pounds of lean muscle, Terrell Owens was a force for defensive backs to reckon with when the 49ers drafted him in the third round of the 1996 NFL Draft. For his career, he caught 1,078 passes for 15,934 yards, second only to Jerry Rice, and 153 touchdowns, good enough for third overall time behind Rice and Moss. Besides the Niners, Terrell played for the Eagles, the Bills, Bengals, and Cowboys organizations too. He was an All-Pro 5 times and played in 6 Pro Bowl games. Terrell Owens was voted to go into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 2018's enshrinement class. We hope we rekindled some fond memories of the gridiron and maybe even gave you some new information on these December 7th headlines we discussed today. And we don't want you to miss tomorrow's football history headlines for December 8th, where we will talk about eight different players who received the Heisman Trophy on December 8th, as well as some other great gridiron events. To make sure you get notified the second the next edition of this podcast is released, please put your mouse cursor over that subscribe button and click it. Or you can join us on pigskindispatch.com. Go to your favorite podcast provider, or go to the sportshistorynetwork.com, where you will find some other great nostalgic sports stories and interviews from some other very good, talented podcasters on our team. So make sure you check those out. I'm looking out at the defense, and I got backers crowding the line. I'm going to call an audible and get on out of here. Tune in tomorrow for more Pigskin Dispatch. If you want to get contact us, we're at pigskindispatch@gmail.com, and we'll see you tomorrow, folks. We encourage you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, and hit us up on the email, pigskindispatch@gmail.com. See us on Twitter and Facebook, too, and subscribe to this podcast. We'd love to hear from you.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, sports history fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the Official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. Listen to the Official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.